Welcome to the Fear and Greed Business News Afternoon Report for Thursday, the 18th of April, 2024. I'm Sean Aylmer. Every afternoon, we've got the five stories that happened today that you need to know about. Story number one, the S&P ASX 200 closed up 0.5% today to 7,642 points, ending several days of weakness. Tech stocks led the way, as did the materials sector. Healthcare companies tended to underperform. Among large caps, Rio Tinto ended up 2%, WiseTech Global was 1.6% higher, and Commonwealth Bank, Macquarie Group and National Australia Bank all closed about 1% better off. Goodman Group and Transurban were among the worst performers. In corporate news, annuities and fund management business Challenger said its profit for the full year is likely to come in at the top end of expectations, and that pushed its share price up 5% today. ResMed's shares dropped to a six-week low in line with its US-listed shares after Eli Lilly & Co. said its weight loss drug, Zepbound, improved breathing problems in two late-stage trials of patients with obstructive sleep apnea. That, of course, is what ResMed does. It looks after people with obstructive sleep apnea. ResMed's share price was the worst on the day today. In economic news, the Bureau of Statistics figures show nearly 7,000 jobs were lost last month, pushing the unemployment rate slightly higher to 3.8%. Story number two, billionaire pubs owner Bruce Matheson has increased his stake in casino operator Star Entertainment. As the inquiry into the group hears more stories of poor governance, Matheson has upped his stake in the company to 9.59% after increasing it to 8.21% only last month. Mr. Matheson has previously said Star is a wonderful asset, but it's also a gamble. Pardon the pun, given what's going on at the New South Wales Casino Regulator's inquiry into Star. The inquiry heard that Star fired seven staff members after they were found to have falsified welfare checks on hardened gamblers at its casinos. Also, a consultant to Star, Dr. Attractor Lagan, said former Star Entertainment Chief Executive Robbie Cook saved Star from going out of business by undertaking the work around capital raisings, but it came at the cost of the cultural reform program. Story number three, a hot summer and outages triggered by severe storms pushed wholesale electricity prices higher in the first 3 months of the year, but the good news is that there could be some relief next year. High temperatures and humidity during the 3 months increased demand, and a severe storm in Victoria sparked outages as congestion in the national grid stopped states sharing supply. The Australian Energy Regulator said average quarterly electricity prices in Queensland and Victoria increased by 20% and 9% respectively from a year earlier. The 2023-24 summer was Australia's third warmest on record, bringing higher demand for cooling, particularly in Queensland, where daily demand exceeded previous records three times during January to March. This is according to a story on AAP. The good news, government price caps on coal and gas have helped to stabilise prices in recent quarters. Story number four, BHP has downgraded production volumes for its Queensland coal division and won't clarify what's happening to its troubled nickel business until August. BHP produced 68.1 million tonnes of ore in Western Australia's Pilbara region in the March quarter. It sold 69.7 million tonnes, thereby reducing some of its stockpile, according to the Financial Review. It received an average price of $106.30, that's US, a tonne. The quarterly update from BHP didn't provide any detail for the 3,000 workers employed at its WA nickel division. It's facing possible closure amid weak nickel prices. BHP said it will provide workers with clarity by August. Its share price closed up 1% today. And finally, story number five, US President Joe Biden called China xenophobic while highlighting the Asian nation's economic woes and pushed for new tariffs on Chinese steel. 2 weeks ago, President Biden held a phone call with his counterpart Xi Jinping, and the sense was things were stabilizing. But manufacturing, particularly blue-collar job losses in the US in an election year, is causing friction. According to Bloomberg, Mr. Biden said, and I quote, "They've got a population that is more people in retirement than working. They're not importing anything. They're xenophobic. Nobody else coming in. They've got real problems." The president also calls for higher tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminium, part of a series of steps to shore up the American steel sector. China's Commerce Ministry blasted the US review, saying it was full of false accusations and based on the need of domestic politics. That's it for the afternoon report for Thursday, the 18th of April, 2024. Michael Thompson and I will be back tomorrow morning with a Friday edition of Fear and Greed Business News. I'm Sean Aylmer. Enjoy your evening.